Do you ever wish you could record your drunk conversations? Well, that's what I do on the Intoxicated Podcast. Every Friday, I talk to friends, comedians, and various guests while drinking to showcase the conversations you'd only have at the back booth of a bar with close friends. It's a weekly drunk, heart-to-heart variety talk show and therapy session. Subscribe to the Intoxicated Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. That's Intoxicated, spelled T-A-L-K. Cheers.
Welcome to Prancing. It's a podcast about kids that kids shouldn't listen.
Hey, welcome to the party.
Woo, we did it.
yeah, exactly. Ugh, Adam, get your poop in a group. All right. So my name is Mark Adam. Obviously, the lovely lady to my side here is the Katie's.
Of the G's.
Katie G! All the way from the Halifax. I am in the Winterpeg. Oh my God, it's been cold, everybody.
Ooh, I'm surprised you're surviving. You almost didn't survive.
Well, yeah, it's getting a little bit hairy up here. Gotta be honest. Not loving the minus 50.
Yeah, that's not garbage. Cool. Garbage.
My car was plugged in and it still was like, nah, I'm not going to start. No. Just no.
I'm good.
No.
So
no.
Do you know how cold it is outside? No, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. No, just a no on the go. No go. No go. Yeah. So that was not great.
Yeah.
Did not like. I also had some trouble getting my car going twice. That was if it was just once, you're just like, right. Nah, once, whatever. But it was like the night before, you know, I finished doing a shoot. I was on another show called the Fourth Line Hockey Show, which I do with host Willie Plouf at the Fourth Line Pub and Grill here in Winnipeg. Nick Zajac, Adam Henry, Riley Dudar were all guests on the show, but it was really cool. And then afterwards my car didn't start and I needed to get a boost to get home. And then in the morning I had it plugged in and everything. And it was like, no, not going. And so I was like an hour late for work.
Yay. Winterpeg.
Oh man. Tell me about it. It's not, I always say like people from Winnipeg don't get how cold it gets in Nova Scotia. Because minus 25 in Nova Scotia is frigid because of the humidity factor. But I will tell you, at minus 50, it doesn't matter whether it's wet or dry. It is actually very dangerous. And I downplay that a lot.
Yeah. Well, just to even expose skin. You're risking frostbite, like, immediately.
Yeah, it's, I think there's... It's like 6 minutes or something is like if your skin's exposed for 6 minutes in that temperature, it's the frostbite that sets in is almost irreversible. Like that's not good.
That's insane.
That's stupid is what it is. It's stupid.
So what I'm saying is I'm not coming to visit you in the winter.
that's fair. My sister, Amanda, she came last year in the middle of February for work. And stayed with me. It was for work. It wasn't.
Yeah.
But it was just funny. Her bosses were probably like, what? Because we need somebody to go to Winnipeg in February. And she was just like, me, I'll go. I was like, who volunteers to go to Winnipeg in February?
Who voluntarily wants to do that?
Right? Like, nobody's that stupid, really, right? That can't be a thing. That's not a thing.
That's so funny.
So she did. Man. She was... She said, hey, send me. I'll go. I don't have a problem with that. How was your week? Let's talk about our week real quick.
My week was good. We, the work week part of it flew by, so there's that. The kids have, you know, soccer and ringette practices and stuff all week, and then when there's not any of those things, they find things that they want to get driven to, so... whether it's going to friends' houses, going to the rink. I don't know. It's just when we have like a day, there's usually like one day during the week when we have the kids that we don't have to really drive anywhere. And without a doubt, they will find something to have us drive them to and from or whatever.
So. Yeah, I can imagine that would be a little bit on the frustrating side, but yeah, at the same time, it's at least they want to get out and do stuff. A lot of kids these days want to just stay home.
Exactly, which is why it's like you're kind of like, ugh, that's annoying, but yes, we will take you.
Yeah, we will help you out with this particular endeavor for the sake of your health.
Yeah, well, and like the kids, like when it's, you know, can you, anytime I need to pick them up, like, it's like, okay, can you pick us up at 8:30? I'm like, okay, I'll be there for 8:30. And then like 10 minutes before 8:30, it's like, actually, can you pick us up at 8:45? I'm like, okay,
it's, well,
like,
I'm already here.
It's like 15 minutes difference, but okay. And then it's like, actually, no, could you pick us up at 9:15? I'm like, I swear to God, I'm coming now. And if you're not in this damn car.
Yeah.
Kids get in the car.
Yeah. Kids don't give a shit.
Man, not at all. Cause they don't understand. Like they have, like they can't text you like 5 minutes before you're actually meant to pick them up to ask to pick them up later. Right. Because you're already on your way.
Yeah. Yeah. So, can you pick us up 15 minutes later? No, I'm in the driveway.
I'm like, literally here.
Get in the damn car. You almost end up having to abduct them from the place they asked you to be picked up
at. Get in this car.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So that would be frustrating. It was kind of the week. There was a couple ridiculous things that happened this week. I didn't get to prank any of them yet. So I really want to do that.
We really have to get on that.
I know. Like, I really want to do it. So I need to think of something good.
And if anybody's watching or listening, definitely please, please hop right on there. Let us know what's a great idea for a 14-year-old. Remember, we got age-appropriate pranks here, guys. Age-appropriate pranks. 14-year-old. That would be what would be a good thing?
Yeah. I mean, there's some things that, you know, I thought about. I'm like, nah, like, is it funny or is it cruel? But kind of, the pranks teeter on that, right? So you kind of have to go with a little bit of both.
I saw a prank that this wife played on her husband where they had like a spa day and he was playing along. What a good sport. And she's spraying his leg with this thing. She's like, it's going to exfoliate your skin. And then he's like, at the end, he's like washing, like they're like sitting on the edge of the tub with their feet in the tub.
Yeah.
And he's like washing off. He's like, wait a minute. What's going on? She had sprayed Nair on his legs and all his hair fell off his legs.
No.
He's like, what's going on here?
I smell burnt hair.
Yeah. And then she put a mask on his eyes and she put like glitter in his hair looking. Yeah.
That's actually fantastic.
Yeah, it was great. It was good. It was a good little video. And I was like, kudos for that guy. Kudos to that guy for playing along.
Yeah, that's a good sport.
Yeah, that takes some guts. I like it.
For sure. It takes some tolerance, too. Some people will get very upset. Well, but you got a good sense of humor about it.
It was pretty clear that, you know, that he loved her. They were in it together. Like, it was good. He was a good sport.
That's good.
I don't know if I would have played along like that. I just, I don't know.
Not sure.
It's not like I have hair for somebody to put glitter in, but...
Fair. They could make you glitter hair, though.
Yeah.
Because once that glitter's on there, it ain't coming off.
That's true. It is impossible to get glitter off.
It really is. I have this one, like, I don't know if I would necessarily say it's glitter, but it is glitter-esque, but it's for Christmas, and it's like this white, it's like supposed to be snow, so it's like, you know, glittery and everything, but as soon as you move it or whatever, you're just covered in glitter, and, you know, it gets everywhere, and every year I still put it up, so I never learned my lesson.
I tried this year to have a glitter-free Christmas, so all the decorations I bought for Amelia and all that stuff were glitter-free, except for we did end up getting a couple of, like, ornaments for the tree that were the shiny, glittery ones.
Yeah.
But they were from the dollar store, so the glitter came right off.
Oh, did it?
They were from the dollar store, so yeah, they did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to do the glitter-free Christmas, but it didn't pan, and I ended up with purple glitter all over stuff that
I'm sure I'll
still find. Yeah, I have a daughter. I have an excuse.
Girls equal glitter.
Yeah, it's... She has some, like, hair clips that's one of my friends got for her, and that they're glittery. And I'm like, we're not putting this in your hair. It'll never, ever come out.
Yeah.
Like, the glitter will never come out.
You just will have glitter hair forever. And you know what? Sometimes that's okay. Sometimes, like, yeah, you know what? I want glitter hair forever.
Nobody wants glitter hair forever.
Let me live my life.
Okay. All right. You do
I'm
you.
For it.
2019. You do you. 2019. You do you, boo. You do you. I wash my hands of it. It's all you.
Yeah.
Sounds
so
good.
So how was your week, sir? I know you had a little bit of an up and downer kind of
week. Yeah, I had a rough week. Yeah. Well, our aunt passed away.
Yes.
Aunt Iva. So she passed away on Tuesday morning when I had my migraine. So I woke up. I am 36 years old. I have never had a migraine in my life until Tuesday of this week.
That's crazy.
My dad and my sister have had migraines since I was a kid, going back as long as I can remember. Yeah. They both had migraines. And the way they've always described it, it never really registered with me. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh, it sounds like a really bad headache, but yeah. I didn't really understand.
Oh, man. Not until you have one do you really understand.
And I don't know what it was that triggered it. I'd had a headache for like a couple of days leading up to that. Mm-hmm. That was just like that nagging headache that won't go away in the back of your head. And I'm the kind of guy, like, I hate taking pills for stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because usually being sick, the symptoms are ways that your body tells you to slow down, stop doing what you're doing, get some rest, this, that, and the other thing.
Exactly. So, or you're dehydrated, so drink water or get more rest. Like, your body's telling you something.
Exactly. And a lot of times when I take pills for stuff, then the symptoms go away, so you think you can keep doing stuff, but you're just making yourself sicker. So I tend not to take pills. I don't believe in them unless it's a severe problem. Like when I had my mm-hmm. hand and it was like the size of a baseball, I'll take some ibuprofen. I'll keep that swelling
Maybe
down.
Yeah.
You know? So I can actually function with my hand. So yeah. That kind of stuff is different than like, oh, I have a headache. I'm going to take some Tylenol.
Yeah. You know? Well, I do have a headache today, unfortunately, but I needed to take something because I don't know if I could do this if I didn't take something.
Fair. And I appreciate you doing this with me. So thanks for pilling up.
You know what? I got you. I got.
You do those drugs.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. But I was... Yeah, Tuesday, when I woke up with that migraine, I had never had that feeling where, like, I opened my eyes and just the little bit of light that was in my room at the time made me want, like, it made me nauseous.
Yeah.
I wanted to punch the sun in the face. And every single sound I heard was like somebody hitting me in the head.
Yep.
And it was awful and terrible. And I had never experienced that before. And it turns out that's what a migraine is.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's not crazy you never had one before, but it's just, I think I also was one of those people who had them quite often. And even only up to like the last few years, I had them quite often. Like I texted you earlier that, you know, I've had a migraine that knocked me out for 3 days straight. Like I couldn't get out of my room.
I can't imagine. Like, no.
Yeah, Rod had to, we have a skylight in our room, and Rod had to tack a blanket up over it so I could sleep.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was.
Horrific. And mine, I wasn't super severe. Like, it wasn't one of those, like, I felt nauseous and queasy a lot of the day, and I tried to call in sick to work, but I'm the only one that works that day and nobody could cover. So I had to go in. There was literally no one else. So I went in.
That's awful.
And I had the lights in the dining room were so dim. And,
that's
and
like
the lights,
pitch dark.
Yeah, the track lights over the bar were at the lowest that would go without turning off. And the coffee station has lights above it. And I literally had them off.
That's
I was
awesome.
Just like coming in for a mood set lunch.
Oh yes, you know? A nice dark lunch.
Yeah, luckily somebody came in and relieved me by noon, so I could get out of there. But and then I went and slept in the dark. But then I had to go do the hockey show on Tuesday. And if you watch the show, you'll notice I'm in the first half and I'm not in the second half. It's kind of, the lights were killing me.
Just
they
too
were
bad. Yeah.
Me. And I'm a pretty talkative person, as you guys are all aware. And the first half of that episode that I'm sitting there, I'm very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Like very quiet. Like just
yeah,
not,
if you're quiet, there's something not right.
Yeah.
And not in a mean way. Like you're just a talkative person.
Mm-hmm. I know. And I get that. And it was not a great feeling. And I do not want to feel that again. So that was rough. Then... the whole car not starting that same day, and then the next morning trying to get to work, and I was late, and like I was already exhausted because and I couldn't sleep really well because of that whole headache and you know the
and it kind of just it throws like the rest of your week off because once you have one like you it takes a few days to get right.
Yeah, and I didn't feel right again until like maybe yesterday.
Yeah,
and that was that would have been Friday for those listening. And so Tuesday was my migraine I woke up with, and it was mostly mitigated. My boss at work, she gets migraines, so she had Excedrin.
Oh, okay, and, that's
and
good.
Gave me some Excedrin, and that sort of helped me get through it. But then I just went home and just like 4 hours of like under the covers, three layers of blankets.
Just like a solid, like just me, like almost died, but not really, like just go dead for like a couple of hours and then come back to life.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how it kind of feels.
Yeah. It was not great. So that was most of my week other than having Amelia and playing with Amelia and
I was doing dad stuff,
doing the dad thing, you know, dadding the thing that we're doing a podcast about parenting.
Yeah. You know, that like thing, whatever.
Yeah.
No big deal.
So it was good. We got there.
Awesome. So, well, I'm glad that we made it because I know I had messaged you last night too. And I was like, bro, if we, you know, well, I didn't have a headache last night though, but I was not convinced this morning that I was going to be able to do this, but I'm glad that it kind of, it's still there, but it's subsided a bit. So here we are ready to talk.
Well, rant. Well put, Katie. Know.
Thanks, man. I'm on it today. I
just
this is the
it,
content
eh?
You signed up for, and you're welcome.
I don't think they did sign up for that.
Oh, they did.
Oh,
it was in the fine print. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
On our audio podcast, you forgot to read the fine print.
Yeah, you do. I take care of the legalities, and it definitely was there.
Fair enough. No argument.
It says shit talk, shenanigans, and left turns. That's pretty much what it covers.
All good. I'm not going to challenge you on that. Okay, so...
Oh, man.
There was some really cool stuff posted to our Facebook this week that was really cool, and we're not going to go over all of it because, I mean, obviously you can just go to the Facebook page and read up on it.
Yeah.
But it was a week of weird stuff going on and a weird mood in the world with the whole climate change is a real thing and we're in that polar vortex and it was Bell Let's Talk Day. So that was a big deal. And there was there was a lot going on. And what I really wanted to center on was some of the positive things that we had posted, because when we get to the in the news section, I feel like there's going to be a little bit more ranting and a little less happy, joy kind of thing happening there.
Well, it's just more, I think that in the news for kind of maybe the stuff we're going to talk about is just more of infuriating. I wouldn't say that's like negative things. It's just things that go on in our world that is just infuriating to think about. It's like, Jesus Christ, like there's just way too much technology and access out there of information that people can't hide behind ignorance anymore, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
What's the first one you want to talk about? Do you want to do?
Oh, okay.
What's the first thing you want? You do you. I'll be over here.
Yeah, 2019, the year of you do you. We're just going to keep going back to that over and over and over again.
Until it becomes a thing.
I thought it was pretty cool. I posted a picture just this morning of this. It's like a picture of an old man, and the caption with it is, "Being a father is the least stressful job I've ever had. Daniel, 29.
Yeah.
so good.
That was pretty good.
There was another one that I kind of want to talk about. The 5 minutes in the corner is better than 5 years in prison. Discipline them now so that the system doesn't have to later. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, that kind of very much oversimplifies a bigger issue, I think. But I do agree with, yes, you have to discipline your children. It's a delicate balance, I think. You need to, we are the ones that they look up to and that are supposed to teach them life skills and being respectful and kind of going back to what we talked about last week. But, you know, it's definitely our role as the parent to discipline our children. Like, you can't rely on the school system or other people to correct that kind of behavior. It's one thing if you don't see that behavior at home, you can't correct behavior you don't see, but you want to try and instill into them, you know, sort of morals and values that would hopefully deter them from making bad decisions. Kids are going to do stupid things. There's no question. They're going to do it. And we've all done it. I still do it. I'm almost 32. We just, you know, we just know what the consequences of our actions are as we get older and how they affect other people. So, but yeah, I am totally on board with disciplining your kids. I don't know. I don't really know other than getting too much into detail with it, but definitely be the person that sets their boundaries of being respectful. And, you just have to correct certain behavior. So like, however you do your disciplining, I know there's a lot of controversy over that. So it would be, you know, some parents don't believe in certain types of disciplining, and, you know, like you, like everything else, you can't force parents to do certain things, right? So you just kind of put information out there. That's why there's all these studies. It's why people do these types of studies to say, hey, you know what, in the long run, this is what we've found worked most for some kids. Like, not every kid's the same, just like the school system. Not every kid learns the same either. So, you know, your kid better than anyone else. So you do what you think is best for your child.
Absolutely. I like the idea of that. I think, I don't know about in the corner specifically, but I like, you know, Amelia today, she woke up before I did. Obviously, that's how kids roll. And she wanted to play with her tablet, but the tablet battery was dead. And I only allow her, as we've talked about before on this podcast, I only allow so many hours or so many minutes of like, it's about, like, I try and keep it under an hour of tablet time a day.
Yeah.
Right. But she loves her tablet. It's like crack to her. Mm-hmm. She watches her YouTube Kids, loves it. Anyway, so the tablet doesn't work. And she's saying, Papa, can I watch my tablet? I'm like, no, like, it's super early in the morning. I set out your breakfast for you. Mm-hmm. Please go eat your breakfast. You know, if you want, I can put on the TV for you while you eat your breakfast. You can watch a show or something. Mm-hmm. But no tablet. And she got super mad, and she literally threw the tablet at me while I was still in bed.
Oh.
Yeah. So you can imagine how happy that made me, still half asleep.
Of course. First thing in the morning, tablet at your face. Why not?
Yeah. So I got super upset. She cried. I was like, why would you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I guess it has the same effect as, you know, go sit in the corner. But I think making the kid who's done this thing sit in that
and really think about why they did it.
Why did you do that?
Yeah.
What was the outcome you were expecting when you did it?
Mm-hmm.
Because two things I can think of right off the bat, you either break your tablet and then you don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And Papa gets upset, or you hurt Papa.
Yeah.
By throwing a tablet at him.
Yeah.
That's not neither or both.
Exactly.
But neither of the, like, there's no outcome where you throw a tablet and get what you want.
Exactly.
Is what I don't want her to think, like, that's the biggest thing, is acting that way does not get you what you want.
Right. And I think that's one of the biggest things, is that when you see a kid, like, all kids throw a temper tantrum. Like, it's that, it, sometimes you see it out in public, and sometimes they just happen at home. Like, you don't necessarily see them, but they will throw them at all ages in some sort of different way. But that's one of the biggest things, is trying to make them understand that by acting in that kind of manner is not going to get you the results you're looking for. So you need to really try and, like, it's hard, especially when they're really young, like, especially at 4, it's really hard to reason, but at some level you can just make it very simple, like saying, I don't know what it ended up being. I mean, go stand in the corner is not really, I don't think, going to help in that situation. No. It would be, we need to talk about this, and this is why this is not a good thing. And this is, you know what I mean? Like, putting someone in the corner without explaining it to them, that's not going to help. That's not going to make them not do it again.
No. I mean, listen, here's what happened. Here's what the outcome is. Why don't you go stand over there and think about that for a minute? I guess that's mm-hmm. sort of similar to what I did. Cause it was more like, all right, well, now you don't get the tablet at all today, period. Because mm-hmm. that is not the way that we behave in this house. That's not okay to treat others like that, to throw something at Papa because you're upset. And that's not how we treat our things, because we have to respect those things. Otherwise they break and then we don't have those things.
Right.
And it's not like I'm made of money. And I tell her that all the time. Like, I don't have all of this extra money to buy these things. We have to appreciate what we have. We have a lot, and we are very, very fortunate to have what we have.
Yeah.
So you need to start appreciating that. And when she was crying, I always make her come to me. Mm-hmm. When she gets upset or does things like that, it's come here. I sit her in my lap. I make her look at me. Look at me when I'm talking. Okay. Now I'm going to explain to you why this is unacceptable. And I'm going to explain to you what we're going to do instead. And I think that is, I hope, one of the contributing factors to why, when we are in public or where we go places, the number one compliment I get is she's so well behaved.
Right.
Because I take the time to explain what the consequences of not being behaved are, and explaining why being behaved is so much better. You know, we actually get what we want. We can. Everybody has fun when we're behaved.
Exactly.
So I think that, you know, it was one of those. I thought it was a very interesting post, and when I posted it, I didn't put a spin on it. I wanted to know what people thought.
Yeah.
So
I saw that this morning, actually. I don't know if anyone commented on it yet, like their opinions on it.
There was one comment by, it's on the Facebook page. It's by Kevin, and says he said it's only one tiny piece of a much bigger parenting pie, and I think that's a very accurate statement.
100%. Yeah. And that's why you want to, like, it's a good conversation starter. Cause he's right. It's a very small part of parenting, but it's a big one. Like, there's so many intricate parts to trying to raise somebody, like a child, to be a good person.
Yeah.
It takes a lot. It's a lot, especially when are exposed to so much, especially now with the interwebs, you know what I mean? Like that. And then other people at school and other kids who are, you know, jerks because their parents are jerks and that's just how they raise them. That's never going to go away. It's just, you know, they're exposed to a lot of that. So you want, I think the biggest part is, instilling those like values and morals and that respect at home that they hopefully will carry with them outside your home.
I would have to agree with you. There's so much to consider on all the sides, and no two cases should be treated the same.
All ages are different too. You're going to discipline your kids way different at different ages. Like, you're not going to sit my 14-year-old in a corner. You know what I mean?
Fair point. You just take her cell phone and watch her die inside.
Yeah, exactly. Or take her charger and just watch her slowly be.
No, I want my charger. I'm at 2%, mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, that's what I mean. Like, it's like a concept. It's not really stick your kid in a corner and make them think about it. I think what Kevin was saying, it's a small piece of a very big parenting pie.
Very accurate. Way. Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Agreed.
I did earlier this week post out, when did I do that? The 29th. I put out there, with a big comment below thing, just asking people, we put out, parenting can be rough. How was your day? We're here if you're having a good day. I want to do this every week. I want to put out something else where it's, listen, here's your place to tell us what good and bad has happened to you this week.
Absolutely.
Vent to us. And we had a couple of comments. Megan said, every weekday has been tough since I went back to work after my mat leave ended. Today was extra rough because there was an accident on the highway. So a normally 45-minute commute took an hour and 20. That adds so much frustration to your day. So that cut into her 2 hours with her daughter before she goes to bed, which is definitely sad, especially coming off mat leave, being so used to being around the child all the time.
Yeah.
And she said, I miss her so much all week long. And that's really sad. And I hope
that's hard. That's gotta be hard.
And I get it as a, now I share time. So I only get her so many days of the week. And when I don't have her, and there's days where sometimes that's okay, cause I have a whole bunch of stuff going on and that's perfect. So you plan all the things I have to do for days I don't have her. And that's great because it occupies all my time. But then there's other days where I'll be sitting at home just wanting her to be there so I can hold her and cuddle and have a movie night with her and that kind of thing. And I totally get that, you know, missing her when she's not there.
That would be hard too, because, I mean, I know, especially in Canada, I mean, in the States, they get like 3 months mat leave, I think. Like, that's it. Ridiculous.
I don't know the laws there. I know you can make it work up to 52 weeks if you do it right, like Amelia's mom did. Mm-hmm. She took, there's mat leave and then there's parental leave on top of that, and then there's this and there's that, and like one of them is like 37 weeks, the other one's like 17 weeks, and so if you do it right, you can get up to your 52 weeks of total maternity leave paid. And I think that's great in Canada, but I don't know how it works in the States.
Yeah. Well, the only reason I was just saying it is because I can't imagine, like, especially, I mean, having only like 3 months, but then if you have like an entire year at home with your child and then have to go back to work.
Yep.
Like, I mean, I know there's some parents out there that joke like, oh my God, please get me back to work. I cannot wait to go back to work. And there was a friend of mine that I know that did that. She was very much like, I was ready to come back to work. But then when she came back to work, that feeling started going away a little bit, because where I'm in the legal industry as a lawyer, you don't work 9 to 5 hours. Yeah. So it was definitely a big shift. And I think she definitely missed, being home at that point. But, that would be hard. That would be a hard struggle. I think it was Megan, you said, right?
Her name was Megan. Yes.
Megan. Yeah. So, I mean, not that I would have any sort of advice. Obviously I've never been on mat leave. I don't have my own children. However, I think that's a tough one. And it depends on what your job is too. Like if you have that, right? Yeah. That all depends. I mean, I'm not one to provide any sort of advice, but we are here to support and help you, and we feel for you, and please feel free to come and vent with us.
These posts that we put up there are not necessarily like advice. It's just literally just vent, because we all get right?
Exactly.
And I think that's important. We just to understand, you know, we're here. We commiserate with you. We get that that's hard. There was another comment on there that was went the other way. So Jonathan posted, had a great day. Also learned that there's only one acceptable fork, and when that acceptable fork is dirty, there are serious tears.
Oh my God. Is that John Gravel?
Yes. Yeah.
So, oh my God. Okay. So
he goes on to say,
I work with John.
Okay. Excellent. Right on. Okay. So he goes on to say, as a parent win, I made him help me clean the fork. He's not getting it for nothing.
And isn't that fantastic?
That's good. And it's a great attitude. Well played.
Well played, Dad. Well played.
Yeah, absolutely.
Told me that story. He told me that story this week, and I thought that was quite hilarious. He's like, that's just one thing I was not expecting, I don't think, to be like, there's one fork and that is the only acceptable fork now.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So when I remember when I lived with my parents when I was a kid, that we had this, like, we had a couple of different sets of cutlery, but there was only one type of spoon that I liked, and there was four of them or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would only use this type of spoon because it was I just liked the shape of it and whatever it was.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So if one of those four wasn't available, I would get upset. My daughter
can appreciate it.
Yeah. My daughter has this thing where, cause I bought those IKEA plastic bowls, plates and cutlery. And she has her like, no, I just want this color today.
Ah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, how come I can't have the green one? The green one's dirty. Can we wash it? Like, no, they're no. It's the only dirty one.
It's the only dirty bowl. One.
Yeah. There's one dirty bowl. It happened because you pick the same one every day. Listen, Papa's favorite color is blue. Let's use blue. Yeah, we can use Papa's favorite color sometimes. No, I want to use Mimi's favorite color, which is grandmother, right?
So. Right. Yeah. That's so funny that kids have that, I don't know, that particular utensil or bowl or plate that they want to use. I think that's kind of funny. I don't remember the girls having that, but I do remember when Rod and I were first together, because they were like 5 and 6 at that point, which seems like an eternity ago. But they used to have like these Disney princess plates, and those were like, those were a hit for supper time.
Oh, Disney princess anything is a hit pretty much anytime, I think.
Yeah. Well, that makes me happy. That's really kind of funny. I agree with you. I think we should totally throw something out like that out every week and just see how everyone's week's going, come vent and leave us just good stuff, bad stuff, whatever you want. Like that's what this whole thing's about.
Yeah.
Not everything's super shiny and great.
Yeah. So the podcast that we're doing is meant to build a community of people who can help sort of support each other and be there when things get rough. That's what I wanted to talk about.
That's awesome. So,
I will point out that that polar vortex post was very real. Check on your friends who've been stuck inside with their kids all week due to the polar vortex. We are not okay.
Yeah. And
it's very hard to entertain small kids if you can't go anywhere, if you're trapped in a small space.
For like an extended period of time as well.
Absolutely.
Like there's only so many of the same games that you can play, or I don't know, baking. I mean, when the kids were younger, they really enjoyed baking cupcakes and cookies and stuff with me. So I would have like, and not like from scratch. I am not that mom. It's like, this came in a box. I'm going to pour it in here and throw some milk and eggs in it and whip it up. Like that's the kind of stuff that we do.
Yeah.
But they enjoyed it. They loved that. And they still even ask me, like Jill, she'll usually ask me, she's like, we should like bake something sometime soon. Cause I used to do it quite often and I don't really anymore. But on days like that, when it's really cold out, well, even days like today, it's cold. So it's a good day to do that kind of stuff. Right.
Yeah. And you get the oven going nice and warm.
Nice and toasty.
Yeah.
They start, they start mixing the stuff, and then I'm like, you're not doing it right. Give it to me.
Okay. Yeah. So, okay, let's move on, because we've been talking about that quite a bit. The last thing in the news that I want to talk about is Washington State has declared a state of emergency because there's an outbreak of the measles caused primarily by anti-vax idiocy.
Yeah, and this is the infuriating part I was talking about earlier. There's no real nice way to put that other than fucking stupid.
Tell me about it. I want to reach through the internet and just punch people. And I know that that's not, violence is not the way we should deal with our issues. Mm-hmm. But goddamn, dude, like, what are you doing?
I don't know if that was what you posted, but there was a woman who had actually put something on, I think it was either her Facebook or whatever, basically saying, my 3-year-old is not vaccinated. What should I do because of this? It was like, get your fucking kid vaccinated. Like, what the fuck? I don't understand what you're asking. Like, just answered your own question with that. Like, it's infuriating. I'm like, you
group. She posted in her anti-vax group, hey, there's an outbreak of the measles. How do I protect my kid? And the irony just, and if you go back, find that post, read the comments.
Oh, she gets torn apart.
I very rarely tell people to go read the comments on the internet because,
it's a scary place.
Yeah, it's can be the worst. But go read the comments there. Holy shit.
So, like, the
internet rips her apart.
Oh, tears her apart. But you know what? And rightfully fucking so. I don't feel bad for those people. It's, like I said before, there is too much access to knowledge to be that fucking stupid. And I'm sorry. Like, if you're, there's no excuse for that anymore. Like, it's different back in the day. They didn't know any better. There wasn't vaccines for this shit. People didn't live as long. That's what happened back then. You died at 30. So
that's exactly, like, listen, because you know, before vaccines, what did people do then? People died,
they
Brenda.
Died. They
people died.
Died,
Brenda.
They died, Karen. They fucking died.
Oh, sorry, Karen. Right. I have to lay off Brenda. I keep forgetting that's your mom's name.
Leave my mom out of this.
Whoa. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, I keep forgetting that that's your mom's name.
It's fine.
It's like the quintessential, like, I want to talk to your manager name.
Yeah.
The fact that there's an outbreak of measles in the United States, there's been more measles just in Washington State than all of the United States the year before, because anti-vax is getting some traction, which is fucking stupid. It's fucking stupid. I'm sorry for the swearing. I'm not actually sorry. I'm just going to say that. But I'm got to tell you, if you are wondering why kids are getting sick and you are an anti-vax person, You're
the problem.
You're the problem. And people should, your children should be taken from you.
You know, this is the thing. Is this not, like, would that not also qualify as, like, child endangerment? Like, I don't
know.
In
a lot of states,
it
actually does.
Because you're not only endangering your own child, but everyone else around them. Even if they were vaccinated. Like, I think it's such a huge, I don't know. You're endangering people's lives because you're a fucking idiot, and I can't get down with that. I can't understand it. I can't even see a side of it. You know, sometimes some people have like an argument and you're like, okay, you try to see their side of it. This doesn't have a side for me. I can't even. That's all I have.
On a scale of one to even, I literally can't.
Literally can't.
So, no, seriously though, it's madness. Science has proven there is no link between autism and vaccines. The problem is, because scientists are very careful about the words they use, science will say there is no proven link between autism and vaccination.
Right.
What the anti-vaxxers then say is, yeah, but there's no proof there isn't.
Right, exactly.
But what people have to take into context is that when a scientist says there is no proven link between vaccines and autism, what they're really saying is we are as positively sure as we possibly can be that there is no link between autism and vaccines. That's what they're saying.
Right.
But in scientific speak, science and English don't necessarily line up all the time, is the problem.
Yeah.
So listen here, Karen. Fuck. Like, you not vaccinating your child puts your child at risk, puts anyone who lives in your home at risk. And those children who are too young to vaccinate or who have immunodeficiency disorders or are battling certain like forms of cancer where they're taking chemotherapy and they have weakened immune systems and they can't be vaccinated, those children rely on what's called herd immunization. So everyone around them being vaccinated protects them.
Exactly.
When you don't vaccinate your children, Karen, you're ruining your child potentially.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
That's what I mean. Like, I don't understand how a parent of a child has any sort of good point as to why they wouldn't vaccinate their child. And
it's because people like Donald Trump stand on the fucking campaign trail and say, I'm pushing for less vaccinations, the same amount of vaccine, just over a longer period of time. We're going to stretch it out. We take a little baby and we put a thing. It looks like it's built for a horse. And I'm paraphrasing, but that's almost exactly what he said.
It's coming from a man who doesn't know the difference between weather and climate. Like, he doesn't. Anyway. There's also, who's that lady, who's the woman, is it Jenny McCarthy? Is she the one that fucking, that
the reason? The reason I will not watch The Masked Singer, because she's on it.
And this is what I mean, like, this is where, like, when you use your celebrity for evil almost, like, she's not really not that much of a celebrity in my eyes, but she has influenced a lot of people, I would say, to think that way, which is why there are those anti-vaxxers out there. And the thing is, though, this is what I'm coming. This is, I keep saying it. Just fucking educate yourself. Just even look at anything. It's gonna prove that theory wrong. Anything that you find on the internet. So I don't.
Where the actual fucking idea of it came from in the first place was some paper in the 90s that was later disproven, and that guy was so discredited, he is no longer a doctor.
Right, I do remember reading that.
And so his paper was retracted, mm-hmm. He was discredited, and the notion of his fucking shitty research that was poorly done, and that numerous papers afterwards and continual papers keep being published on the fact that there is no link. Basically,
somehow people still think there is.
And people like dumbed down Jenny McCarthy are, like you said, using their celebrity for evil, and they're fucking killing people because of ignorance, because fucking ignorance. Yeah. Imagine being so ignorant that you're like, no, it's fine. That Swiss Army knife, that she's a baby. She'll figure it out. Like, you don't give your child a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what I mean.
Why would you leave your child in a pen with a bunch of lions? You wouldn't do that. So why would you leave your child wide open to these other things?
Yeah.
You know, people deadly who fucking viruses. Get their dog vaccinated but don't vaccinate their kid? Fuck off.
Right. Right, and that's exactly it. It is, that's what I'm saying. There is too much fucking information out there to be an ignorant asshole. And anti-vaxxers are ignorant assholes.
Yep. And
I just can't.
It just blows my mind.
I will not ever be on that side, and I will never understand it. So, fuck.
Fuck is right.
Sorry for all.
Fuck.
A lot of swearing in this one, but seriously, I don't even know. I don't have anything else to express it other than that. It's just ridiculous.
It hurts my brain to try and process the stupid.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much information out there. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, the problem is there's also so much misinformation out there.
That's true.
People trying to... It's called an autism. No, it isn't. But that woman and her six hillbilly friends on Facebook who only have her as a friend... They then think that that's fact, because people get a lot of 70% of the United States get their news from fucking Facebook, which is why Russia can twist an election the way they. Anyway, that's a whole other conversation. We're not getting.
Yeah.
We're sidetracking. Stick with the kids, Adam. Stick with the kids. Okay, vaccinate your children is the point, because
that's the point.
There absolutely is no risk of autism from vaccination. There is none. Scientists will say. There is no proven link. What they're saying is that the odds of you... What did I hear? It was on the John Oliver when he did the whole vaccination thing. There, he had that scientist that said... What a scientist is saying when they say there is no proven link between this and that. What they're saying is the odds of a child becoming autistic from a vaccination...
Mm-hmm.
Are the same as walking off of a building and expecting to fly.
Wow.
That's what he said.
Wow, yeah.
So that's the fucking information that has to get out there. Yeah. Vaccinate your fucking children.
Yep, agreed. Don't be an idiot. Please don't be an idiot. Protect your kids. That's,
I love that
cyanide
happiness.
If you don't want to vaccinate your kids, don't have kids. Like, just...
That.
And I know this is 2019, you do you, but this is not one of those things.
It's illegal not to vaccinate your child in a lot of places, and in my opinion, not enough places. So
Clearly. Anyway. Yeah.
True, right? And Washington, which is in a state of emergency because of a measles outbreak, is one of those states where people can choose based on their beliefs not to vaccinate their children.
Right. Then they should be held in confinement.
I'm not sure how many states. I'm not sure how many states there are where that's. There are a couple of states where that they can choose. Parents can choose based on their beliefs,
mm-hmm.
not on fact, but based on their beliefs.
Yeah.
Not to vaccinate their children.
Yeah.
So
fuck that
is a thing that does happen. But
no.
Shouldn't.
No. Agreed.
Yeah. Fuck. The whole thing is, yeah. Fuck. Like, I have nothing to say. Fuck. Like,
that's it.
I just want to strangle everybody. But violence isn't the answer. Okay. Calm blue ocean.
Well, deep breath. Deep breath.
Bringing it down.
We got
bring
that out
down.
Of our system. Okay. That was one thing that just, that was, that hit a nerve this week and had to get it out there. I feel a little bit better now that we vented and cursed a little bit.
Okay. Yes, me too. Okay. Let's move on because I don't want to
keep punch going your with laptop.
This. Yeah. I want to, we're going to move on.
Yes.
Okay. So let's do this. Top tweets.
Well, I have a story for you first before we move on to top tweets. So, cause I was telling you, I think yesterday, anyway. A friend of mine, Shauna, at work, she was telling me this story yesterday about her child. And I just her last quote just really made me laugh. So if I just want to tell you the story really quick. I'm going to kind of sum it up. But basically, so Shauna has two girls. One's 10 and one is 7. So the older one, she is kind of, she's really smart. She's witty. Like she catches on like humor and comebacks kind of quickly. And the younger one is, she's very, very sweet, but also very sensitive. Mm-hmm. So, okay, they were brushing their teeth, and then the little one, the 7-year-old, was saying that the older one didn't actually brush her teeth, and then she's like, yes, I did, smell my breath, blah, 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 and then their father said, yeah, no, she did, you know, it's fine, don't worry about it, she's like, her breath smells just like yours, and then the older one said, that mine actually smells better, and then once she said that, the 7-year-old lost her mind, thinking that they were making fun of her, and because the dad thought it was funny just the way that she said it. It was kind of witty. And then the little one lost her mind and thought that they were all kind of ganging up on her. And so she went downstairs, packed herself a bag, went out onto the front porch, all while Shauna's just watching her do this because she knows she's not going anywhere. So she stands out there and then she goes back inside eventually, back down to her room. And so Shauna's like, she let this go on long enough. She went downstairs. It's like, okay. Hope get that out of your system. It's time to get ready for bed, blah, blah, blah. And she basically said, her quote, the 7-year-old's quote was, you can't tell me what to do anymore. I'm living my own life now. From a 7-year-old. I just thought that was really funny.
She's living
her own life.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, like, the running away when you're a kid is just so ridiculous. Yeah. It's like
classic. It's a classic.
Yeah. Especially if you don't run away as a kid. If there's like woods behind your house, you just go like stand in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
They'll never find me here.
Exactly. I just thought it was quite funny. I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, ridiculous. I think I have another story, but we can save that for next week. I think probably what we'll do hopefully is we'll get a few stories from our listeners and friends and whatever, and we'll do kind of like a whole podcast dedicated to just their stories, which would be awesome.
That would be great. I would love that.
So if you have them, send them to us. Like just you can message us and send them to us. If you're friends of ours, just text or whatever, tell me it and I'll write it down as best I can. But like just that would be great. I would love to have a whole podcast just for that because that would be fantastic.
Okay. All right. Oh, top tweets. All right. We're running out of time. Okay.
Stop rushing me. Okay. So this first one, it kind of goes back to what you were talking about very early on in the podcast today about money. So this one's actually from a Facebook page called Mama's Uncut. Mama's Uncut.
Okay.
And it's it says, having kids is like having little broke best friends that think you're rich.
It is. Oh, man. Right? The other day, Amelia, I was like, can we buy this toy? I was like, listen, Papa doesn't have the money to buy that toy today. Mm-hmm. We're just here to get this and this and this, and this is what we're getting. And that's it. And she said, well, can we go to the bank and get money?
Such like, a classic. Just use your card. Like, what do you mean you don't have money?
Yeah, like they don't
this get... This magical card gives you money.
Yeah, the value... Like, they understand, like, I give money... I get thing, but they don't get value of money. Yes. So they understand trade, but they don't understand value yet. And that's
right.
That's very frustrating for a parent. So yeah, that's a good tweet.
Yep. Yeah. I quite liked that one actually. This one I just found really funny. Hang on. Sorry. I'm just trying to look. Okay. This one I just found really funny just because of the way it's written, I guess. But this is, it's a tweet from at Emesta Flash. We'll put
we'll
this
tag
up there.
It out. At the
yeah,
end,
we'll
yeah.
tag it out. Her name actually on it is just called not Emma. I think she's local. I think she's here in Halifax. But anyway, so she was saying, she said that my daughter's being a major B all day. So you know what that is. So grumpy, crying, and I let her stay home to hang out with her grandpa and I. We just got home, and now she's in her room scream singing "Oh Canada." 6-year-olds are weird.
Yeah.
I just thought it was so funny. Just that. Those events, and then just to have a child who's angry, scream singing our national anthem, I just thought was really funny.
That's good, though. I like that.
It's great. I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah, Amelia, her new thing is, what's that song? I got sunshine in my pocket.
Mm.
Whatever it is, like.
Yeah, I don't know who sings that. Anyway.
I forget. Anyway, yeah. she sings that all the time now. Just like, when she's just not thinking about stuff, she's, I got sunshine in my pocket, sunshine on my feet.
That's cute.
She's just like, all right, nice. Whatever.
I like that a lot. So,
but it doesn't matter if she's happy, sad, upset, or anything. Sometimes she'll be like crying because she can't get her Play-Doh to do whatever she wants it to do.
Right.
And then she'll just be like, I got sunshine in my pocket. And she's like,
the sad cry.
I don't understand what you're doing over there. All right.
She's figuring her life out. She's living her own life now.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. You do you, boo boo.
You do you.
Yeah.
All right. So my last one I have here for us today, Rod actually sent this. He forwarded this one to me because he thought it was quite funny. And it is. This one's from also from Twitter. It's at Moog35. There's like 6 O's in there. At Moog35. His name's Rodney LaCroix.
Okay.
And he tweeted, one time I bought my... Sorry, I'll restart and speak English. One time I brought my kids to work with me, and now my boss is way more tolerant of my drinking.
There you go. Hey.
Hey.
This is the reason I drink, boss. Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Totally makes sense.
Yep. I thought that was pretty fantastic.
I was
like, that's...
I wonder if that was the reason that, like, bring your kid to work day started.
Maybe. You know what? That's genius. Like, okay, we really need to get to the bottom of why some of these people are a little on edge.
No. It was probably more like the employees being like, they think I'm crazy. Let's just bring our kids to work one day. And then they'll be like,
then
fucking makes sense. No wonder Dave's a mess.
Poor Dave. Yeah. It's always Dave.
Bob in accounting. That guy can't get his shit together. But man, oh man, he deserves that drink.
You know what, man? I'm not even going to say anything about you putting Baileys in your coffee this morning. You do you.
Yeah. If you're bringing your kids again, bring me Baileys.
Yeah. Bring us all a shot at least.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we've reached the end of our episode today.
Yay. Number 8 under our belts.
Absolutely. I would also point out that you can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/parenting, on Twitter, at parentingpod, on Instagram, at parentingpodcast. We're on Snapchat. We have yet to figure that one out. But
no idea. We'll get there.
Just parenting. We're on YouTube. Please go subscribe.
Please do.
We need some subscriptions. Share our YouTube page. We'll put a couple of links up on the Facebook there.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's available where all audio podcasts are served up. So Spotify, iTunes, Google Play Music, Google Podcasts. What else? Breaker, Stitcher,
Anchor,
Pocket
Breaker,
Casts,
yeah.
Anchor.
All those fun things.
Plus, you can listen to it on our Patreon page. Patreon.com/parenting. And if you actually become a paid member of our Patreon page, you get early access to episodes, you get extra bonus content like videos and cool stuff like that. So,
and also our couple of new podcasts that are coming out soon that we're going to have up on there.
Yes. So we'll put the first episode of each one of those will be available to everyone.
Yes.
But there will not be the next few episodes will all be Patreon only. So you definitely want in on that. I
highly
recommend
it. You can
sign
up for pretty minimal if you want to, if you're interested in that. And so that's where all that extra content is going to be. So we're pretty excited about those ones. Like we mentioned last week, there's the After Dark one where we just basically, it's literally talking about whatever, nothing specific, having a couple of drinks and just ranting about whatever. And then the other one is called The Only Dirty Table, where we kind of reminisce about our serving days / your current serving days and tell our stories and stuff like that. So if you have stories like that too, please share them with us, because we would love to hear those as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You can email us if you have any letters you want to write. Like, listen, you guys talked about this, and I have advice to fix the problem you talked about. So here's whatever. Or, you know, I've dealt with something like this. What would you guys do in this situation? So if asking for advice, quote unquote. But, you know.
Just write in. Tell us your stories. If you're like, oh, my God, this happened to me today. And
you can email parenting, parenting, at markadam.ca. So markadam.ca. So parenting at markadam.ca. We'll read them out. If you put your name, we'll read your name out if you want. If you don't want us to read your name, no problem.
Just let us know.
Yeah, just let us know at the bottom of the email under the sign off. Like, please don't use my name or whatever. Totally. All good. So we would really love to hear from you guys.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys next week. We won't see you, actually, because Madam Katie G is going to be away.
I will be in New Brunswick next Saturday, so we are trying to plan to have something up in lieu of our episode, though. So stay tuned for that next week. We're not really sure we're going to do for that yet, but
we'll try to make sure there's some content there for you.
Yeah, next absolutely. Week. I would do an off-site one, but where I'm going in the middle of nowhere, there's no reception. So I won't be able to do this there. So we'll have something up for you for next week, though.
We will figure some content out, but we will be back in 2 weeks. So we will see you then. I don't know what the hell that
was. Get last one more out.
Okay. Bye,
thanks
everybody.
Thanks for sticking with us. Bye, guys.
Oh, God. Fuck, they just hate us already. I don't know what's going on anymore at all. God damn.
It's okay.
Why are we still here?
I don't know. Mom!